Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I want to talk to you today about what it means for me to live a vibrant life. This is the Vibrant Happy Women podcast. I think we all want to feel vibrant and happy, but what does that really mean? I think we're all aware when we don't feel vibrant and happy, when we feel low. And on our episode with Jill Payne, she talked about levels or channels of energy, and that is episode 91, if you haven't listened to that yet. But to me, being a vibrant and happy woman correlates with having a level 9 or 10 vibration. Now, what do I mean by vibration? We all have energy. Our cells all vibrate. And there are things that happen that we can't exactly measure. But a lot of you who listen believe in prayer. A lot of you who listen believe in intuition or God or higher power, the universe. I think a lot of that energy that we feel, perhaps when it's listening to music, you listen to a symphony orchestra and it just moves you to your core, or you're in nature and you see this landscape and the energy just rolls through you. We have these experiences that feel very, very spiritual or aligned to us. And to me, that is the ultimate level of vibration. And that is the place where we're approaching unconditional love. And we experience that in religion, with spirituality, in nature, in community, in connection with other people, in our relationships, when we're quiet, when we meditate. And I think you all know that feeling. Contrast that with the low vibration feeling of shame or fear or worry or sadness. Well, so what vibrance means to me is trying to keep my energy all the way at the top of that ladder, that energy ladder, at a 9 or 10 level. How do I do this? Well, we talk about it again and again on the podcast. You need to wake up and do something that raises your vibration, especially when you wake up on those days when you don't want to get out of bed. What do? Shoulders back. I'm becoming such a believer in this Wonder Woman pose. Hands on hips, shoulders back, chin up. Looking kind of to the distance and just imagining, hey, I'm here. I am powerful. I am Wonder Woman. And let me roar. I'm going to change the world today. I'm going to be a light. I'm going to be a resonant force for good in my family, at work, in my community, and just making the decision again and again to pull that vibration higher. But that power pose with the shoulders back and the chin out, as Jill Payne talked about on episode 91, and which Amy Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y, talks about on a really cool TED Talk, is probably my go-to now for raising my vibration fast. It reduces cortisol, the stress hormone, by 20%, and it raises testosterone, that confidence hormone, by 20%, and I want that to start my day. I don't drink coffee. I don't need that. I like to just keep it all natural and have my system thriving on its own. Now, no judgment if you do drink coffee or whatever, but for me, I just want my body to work at peak performance without anything else happening. So, power pose. Then, of course, exercise raises our vibration so much. Exercise helps us to feel more vibrant in our bodies. And so many of us are sedentary as we spend time on computers and phones and in front of screens. And I think that's why it feels like our whole society is becoming a little bit depressed or anxious or just not as thriving as we probably could be if we collectively moved our bodies a bit more. So I strongly encourage you to raise your vibration through exercise to be more vibrant. I love to jump on my mini trampoline. If the day feels really low mood, I'll just go on a walk outside, get some of that light in my eyes. I'll turn on my mood light, which is right next to my desk. It's a Sun Touch Plus. I'll have a link on the show notes page if you're interested. But that bright light in my eyes makes a huge, huge difference for my energy all day. I'm a firm believer. Huge difference for my mood. We all kind of collectively still have this idea that there should be shame around the fact that you can't manage your mood. Total nonsense. You know, I'm thinking that 9 out of 10 women struggle with their moods. So we should all talk about it and help each other so we can feel more vibrant. So power pose, exercise, and then of course, I go straight into meditation and I align my thoughts, my emotions with what I want to do with my day or with my life. And I think, okay, am I having any thoughts that aren't serving me? Yeah, well, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling sad about my second child right now. And I'm not going to go into details, but let me just say, the past 2 weeks have challenged my ability to be at a high vibration more than I've been challenged in a very, very, very long time. And if you think I'm perfect, I'm not. No one is. I have teenagers that are just like the rest of the world, probably more tricky to handle than the rest of the world because they are way too confident for their own good. They're smart and they have opinions and they're going to go do it. And I don't doubt that this will serve them well later in life. It's going to be amazing to see what they do. But right now, they do not want to be told what to do, at least my oldest two. So I have to really work in time for meditation to come back to me and groundedness and that alignment with God or the universe. For me, it's God. And to know, okay, here is how I can help my son. And I just get back to that place of alignment rather than letting the world or society or this or that theory tell me what I should do. I have to go to that place of alignment. And not only do I get clarity there in that place of meditation, but I get a higher vibration. And from that higher vibration state, that more vibrant place, I know clearly what I should do for my children. And I'm doing amazing things from that place. And I don't take credit for it. I give the credit to God, essentially, because when I quiet my mind enough to raise my vibration and listen to what wisdom is there for me, then I have so much more power and clarity and ability to help my kids navigate their teen years without completely losing their minds. So vibrance to me means quieting my mind, quieting outside influences, quieting external voices, and getting clear, tapping into a power or an energy that is outside of myself, but which I can definitely tap into, doing that through my breath, through observation, through letting go of the thoughts and emotions that don't serve me, and through kind of having that dialogue with that higher power, that intuition, whatever it is for you. What is the best step? What is the next best step for me to take in this challenging situation? Or how can I show up being the person I need to be to help this person? And just shifting again and again and again into that higher place where you can serve more effectively, where you can love more unconditionally, where you can escape thoughts of fear and worry and sadness and shift up into your most aligned, vibrant, and happy self. And that's what this movement is about. And I'm so glad you listen. And I'm going to give you a challenge. Take some time today to pull those shoulders back in power pose. Take some time today to exercise, even if just for 5 minutes. And take some time today to meditate or reflect through journaling or meditation or maybe a walk in nature and to analyze your thoughts and emotions. Let go of what doesn't serve you and have a little dialogue with that intuition or higher power. What is the next best step for me in this situation? How can I show up more fully in a place of unconditional love so I can be in that energy of love where I can so much more effectively help and serve and guide? Look, my friends, you women, you listeners, you have the power through these tools to heal your hearts. And that gives you the power to heal the hearts of those around you. You have massive energetic and emotional capacity. Just calm yourself, slow down, breathe, observe, let go, have that dialogue, and raise that vibration. Be more vibrant, and you will be happier, and you will bless so many lives of the people around you. And that is my happy bit for you today. I'm so grateful to have you along for this journey, and I cheer you on. Well done. Have a phenomenal weekend. Stay in that energy of unconditional love, that high vibe place, and I will see you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.